16 coverage of commercial-free current events. This is awesome. My name is Carl Azuz. I'm excited to be back with you this year. Here's what's ahead. A world of international news stories, significant anniversaries, the U.S. election season, and in the coming weeks, we'll be catching you up on some of the major events that made headlines over the last 2 months.
One day after a series of massive explosions destroyed so much of Tianjin, a black cloud continues to hang over the city, the air thick with a chemical stench. A sea of cars destroyed, their paint stripped off by the intense heat. Broken glass covers streets and sidewalks for miles around, and when the wind blows, more glass rains down from apartments and homes. Today, new images of those amazingly powerful blasts. This cell phone video records the moment of impact. The first blast around 11:30 at night. Fire officials say hazardous chemicals stored in a warehouse were ignited by fire. The bright flash followed by a tremendous explosion, waking people all across this port city of more than 13 million. Another explosion followed just seconds later, seven times more powerful, the equivalent of 21 tons of TNT, according to a Chinese data center. Buildings shook, windows blown out. Blast fell more than 2 miles around the epicenter. Some likened it to a nuclear explosion, even as a mushroom cloud rose over the blast site. The house collapsed. We didn't know what happened, says one survivor. Surveillance video obtained by ABC News captured the explosion's sudden fury. This man buried under a wall of glass. Emotions are running high. I was reporting outside a hospital when a small group of people challenged me, demanding to see my phone. Police arrived, but I was temporarily forced off the air. A statement from the environmental group Greenpeace expressed what many fear. Quote, "We are concerned that certain chemicals will continue to pose a risk to the residents of Tianjin." The company that owned the warehouse was in the business of storing dangerous chemicals. The cause of the fire has yet to be determined.
Will Ripley, CNN, Tianjin.